celebrity time on the radio. We have two celebrities on the Good Day program. The Boomer Broads are here. Actually, we have one new Boomer Broad, but she's in the same category. So Anne Marie is here as one of the, she's one of the usual Boomer Broads, but Roberta Fasanelli joins you, Anne Marie. So Anne Marie and Roberta instead of Anne Marie and Janet today. And as a matter of fact, they have both taken, they're in, Anne Marie and Roberta are in a contest. And I don't think that either of them knew that the other one had entered the contest. They are both applying to see if they could be the person most likely to be Lady Gaga's mother.
What? Well, I have a daughter her age, so I guess.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Right.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Jeez, I didn't know that, but that really opens up all sorts of possibilities for me.
That's perfect. Exactly.
I thought you were the only celebrity on this show.
Everybody's a celebrity here. Everybody is a celebrity because everybody is important.
Equal opportunity celebrities.
Exactly.
Okay.
Along with being important, your opinion is important. So I'm going to start right out of the box with you. Our poll today at Doug Stephan, StephanN.com asks, who needs our help more?
I just voted, actually.
All right, what'd you vote for? Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Japan.
Yeah, I'm mesmerized
by that. And most of your listeners are doing that.
Yeah. You're mesmerized by which facet of this?
By the magnitude of the tragedy. And I think one of the things that we proposed to you was, you know, to talk about what would we do if something.
What would you do?
Honest to God, I have been racking my brain to come up with a thoughtful, compassionate response to that question, and I don't know.
Well, the question, what would you do if you were involved in one of these, or what would you do to help?
Oh, what would I do to help? Anything I could, of course, but no, what would I do if I were involved in one of these? What would I do?
I don't think you can possibly imagine, unless you were confronted with the situations, like a whole bunch of other things. People can rattle off a lot of giggly boogly bunk,
but they're
not going to. How do you know unless your adrenaline is at the point? Can you imagine being, let's say you were in the 13th story of a building and you're looking out the window. And by the way, you're listening to all the noise. The building moves back and forth 8 feet. Everything outside, inside is crashing down. And you look out and you see this wave of water headed at you. And you don't know because you can't tell distance sometimes, perception, whether it's tall enough, because water is very deceiving. It's coming at you. You don't know what the real level is. So you may be on the 13th floor, but it could be that the water is 100 feet high and gets up as high as the 13th floor. I don't think any of us, unless we've been in something that has been so close to, we've had experience, has been so close to death, I don't think you can come even close to appreciating what those people have been through.
So the question is, have you ever been, not that anything close, God forbid, but have you ever been in some kind of a natural disaster? And I mean, I've been in hurricanes because I grew up in Florida. But other than that, thank God I have not. But has any one of you ever been?
Oh, Roberta? I've been a couple of times.
That's why I know what
I would do in a circumstance
Earthquake? You've been in an earthquake?
No, not in an earthquake, but I've been in two instances where the weather put my life really at risk.
Were you in the boat at the time?
One time was in the boat, yes.
Wow.
And I remember saying to my husband that boy, if we survive this, we're pretty damn good sailors.
Uh-huh.
And another time was in a small aircraft in a raging blizzard about 1,000 feet from the top of the Swiss Alps.
Where
I was absolutely certain that was it. And then another time was scuba diving. Where I remember, okay, if you panic, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. You've got, what, 6 more lives to go? Or?
Yeah. So, but I know that in a lot of circumstances like that, what goes through my mind whenever I'm in a circumstance where there is real danger involved, I just go into risk management. You tend
what
to
is
look
that?
At
what is
well,
that?
You risk. You look at it and you say, okay, what can I do here? What is happening? What can I do? And I also tend to become a leader. I tend to take charge and tell people, okay, this is what we need to do now. Because it makes you less vulnerable.
Likely to think about yourself.
Well, you, so it's also,
You're not flying the plane, so what could you do? What did you do?
I started leading people in prayer.
Good for you. That's great.
So I started doing. I started saying Hail Marys out loud, even though I'm not, you know, particularly. I'm very spiritual. I'm not particularly religious, but I started saying Hail Marys out loud.
Really?
With the incident with the boat, we were just saying, okay, you know, there was a storm on our tail, a ferry ahead of us, and we were caught in between the two of them, and the seas were really heavy. And it was like, okay, what do we need to do here? You know, even if it's a matter of, you know, destroying sails or demasting the boat, what do we need to do here to survive?
Mm-hmm.
And with the scuba diving, it was basically, okay, if you panic, you're dead. I remember looking out and saying, okay, I really don't want to die here because they'll never find my body and I'll become fish food. And I was completely alone.
You were under the water? You were under?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm being dragged down very deep by a rip current.
Oh, my God. That's my biggest fear. I think we've talked about this before.
With my hands bloodied from trying to grab coral to hang on.
Have you ever? There's nothing. I was caught in the Palm Beach. I was out about 140, 150 feet. I got caught into the tide and into the current and got this. There was a day where you could walk or almost you're up to your neck, but you could get out to the sandbar. And so I went out and was playing, this was quite a long time ago, and came back, and the current started to pull me, and underwent, and I came up, and I'm a strong physical human being, but I'm not a strong swimmer, per se, but I pulled myself, I could feel myself as if I were pulling against something.
Oh, yeah.
And what that does to your psyche, what it does to your body, I think people refer to it as the fight or flight syndrome, where you're doing everything, some of it instinctive, some of it you actually think about, but you're in save mode. And so if you haven't been there, and Anne Marie, it sounds like you haven't been there.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, and it's so good
but
for you.
But you can't panic. That's the one thing is that you cannot panic.
But that's what most people do.
I honestly worry that I would.
Oh, yeah,
you can't. If you panic, in fact, my youngest daughter, we're going scuba diving over Easter break, and she's going to be getting her certification. And every day I tell her two things: don't panic, and exhale on your way up.
Yeah.
And I'm just drilling it into her head because if you don't do either of those two things, you will die.
All right, we have a conversation going about how you react in circumstances where you are racing against a tide, racing against time, you're racing against some disaster. How does it make you think? How do you feel? Have you actually put yourself into that position? Unless you've been there, you may not be able to, so you live vicariously through Roberta's experience. I'll tell you about a flight through a tornado.
What
that was all about. You talk about wanting to change your underwear. Anne-Marie and Roberta at 15 after on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assumed.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free app or visit barracuda.com.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
All right, 17 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, say it again, Doug. Roberta Fasanelli and Anne-Marie Rowan. Anne-Marie Rowan, there I am again.
I love it when you do that.
It is really amazing how I remember you and how I put where that, it's like, hello, that's
I don't remember
it.
Me. That's good, Doug.
Yeah.
At my age, I get up, I look in the mirror, and I say, who's in the house?
So we're discussing natural disasters and how you might work in a circumstance. Quick story about a plane trip that I took in 1982. I flew with a colleague of mine I had to go to Little Rock, and the plane was a Delta shot, so we had to change planes in Atlanta. Got on a 727 and headed south. Now, I remember looking at the weather that morning, the old ABC weatherman, and he was going through charts and graphs about how horrible the weather is going to be in the mid-south, and I thought, I'm going to fly into this. Well, taking off from Atlanta, about an hour into what would be an hour and 45-minute flight at the most. You look out one side of the plane. On the right-hand side, looks like night. Left-hand side, sunny, beautiful.
The plane's beginning to twist
around a little bit. And so the captain comes on and says, we're going to be late getting into New Orleans because there's a storm. He doesn't say what it is. He says there's thunderstorms and stuff to the right. So we're going to go around the storms and down below and then come back into New Orleans, but we'll lose about 30 minutes. Okay, well, about 5-6 minutes after he says that, the plane takes a nosedive. You know how when the air grabs the plane and it just kind of blonkity, blonkity, bang, boom? So anyway, then it gets worse and it gets and you can feel the plane sort of going, banking to the left and trying to get away from what it really can't get away from fast enough. What we were in the throes of a tornado that was going through northern Louisiana, and the wind currents grabbed that plane and did everything but toss it upside down. Every bin opened, everything came out, the plane twisting, and people screaming.
Were they screaming or were they silent?
Screaming, no, screaming. And so
what were you doing?
I was holding on to the woman that I was with, and I needed a change of underwear when I got on the ground.
I hope so.
Yeah. And
were you
so,
screaming or were you like what?
No, I was quiet. No, I was quiet. But I was not. I was really scared. And so I said to her when we landed, I said to the pilot. The pilot said, hey, we were scared as you. We let the stick go because the plane's just going to go where it's going to go anyway.
Oh, man.
And we were just as scared as you were. So it makes you think, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
What happens when you're confronted with that? Anne-Marie, thank you. 21 after and good day.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Dean.
Time now for our birthday celebration, as we do every day at this time. March 15th, 76 years ago, 1935 was the year Judd Hirsch, Emmy Award-winning actor for Taxi, been a lot of other good television shows. He played Alex on Taxi. Remember that, Roberta? You were a fan of Taxi?
Yep. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so happy birthday to Judd Hirsch. Next on our list is Philip Lesh Chapman, who is the bass player for the Grateful Dead. 71 today. How many of their songs? Truckin', I think, is my favorite Dead song. This song from John's band, but I like that song. And here's one of my favorite people from the history of music, the songwriter for the Beach Boys, Mike Love. Born in the state 1941, the Beach Boys. All right, name them. I Get Around, Help Me Rhonda, Good Vibrations, California Girl, Serpent USA, Little Deuce Coupe, Surfer Girl, Be True to Your School. All were number one songs for the Beach Boys. Never mind songs made it to the top 10. Those were all number one smash, gigantic hits for this group. It's sort of, I think, Roberta, I think they were the 60s. 70s,
oh, yeah.
The early 70s. They just defined it.
The whole California set.
Oh, yeah. Great, great stuff. David Costell, best player with Gary Lewis, the Playboys. 67 today. All right, here's Sylvester Stewart Stone, known as Sly. No relation to Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stewart Stone. Group leader with the family of the family Sly and the family Stone. You got that, right? Dance to the music. Everyday People, Hot Fun of the Summertime. Thank You. This guy was a disc jockey. Did you know that in San Francisco? That's how he got started. Did you know that, Roberta?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, see, now if you're happy you tuned in, you know what's going on. Here's Howard Scott's birthday, guitarist with War, 65 today. What are you laughing at?
Just that voice.
I know. Why Can't We Be Friends, my favorite song from War. Preston Hubbard, bass player for the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Tough enough. Inspired by the Rolling Stones, this song was. Do you know that, Roberta?
That it was by the Rolling Stones?
There's, no, it was inspired by a song the Rolling Stones did.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what the name of the song was. No, I can't. I can hear it, but I can't remember the name of the song. Dee Snider with Twisted Sister, 56 today. These guys wrote these songs. Let's see, Fabio, the cover of the romance novel guy. His birthday is today, Roberta. Most women want to get close to him.
Bobby.
Yeah.
I saw him once. Where was I? I was at the Sirius Studios in New York City.
Really? Yeah.
And he came in, and oh my goodness, the girls, they were over him.
Yeah.
And he was playing it
up to, the,
to the tilt.
Yeah, right, exactly. Terrence Trent D'Arby, 49 today. Pretty self-explanatory. Fred Michaels with the Poison. He annoys me. Rockwell, song called Somebody's Watching Me, his claim to fame, 47. Today, his real name is Kennedy William Gordy. He's the son of Barry Gordy from Motown. Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, 43 today. Kim Raver, who's in Grey's Anatomy, was on 24 for a couple of seasons, 42 today. Mark Hoppus, bass singer for Blink 182. My God, who ever heard of these people? Eva Longoria's birthday is today. She plays Gabrielle on Desperate Housewives. She's only 36. I find that hard to believe. 36. And Will I Am of the Black Eyed Peas. 36 today. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating having a party today. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Insiders usually know the skinny. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Have you read anything by Kingsley Amis?
If you had the good fortune to read Lucky Jim when it was published in the 1960s, you know that it is a hysterical send-up of the politics and ridiculous demeanor of college professors, academic boards, and students.
AARP book editor Alan Fallow.
And if you enjoyed reading Lucky Jim, you're going to really have a good time with It Will Come to Me.
Professor Emily Fox Gordon's novel has witty things to say about aging.
Stay away from it if you don't like your plot lines wrapped up in a neat, tidy bow at the end. Do read it if you enjoy quirky, insightful characters interacting in a pressure cooker environment.
The book is It Will Come to Me. It's a good laugh sprinkled with serious insights. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A. Equal housing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Come.
Listening from Las Vegas, Nevada, to the Doug Steffen Good Day program here at the studios of KNUU. I'm a guy brought to you by the traveling man. This is my time of year to travel tomorrow when I get off the air, fly back to the East Coast to Beantown. There are a number of things going on there. Roberta is in New York City, and we are ensconced in your head, hopefully. Do you know what a man can is? Roberta?
A man can?
Man can.
M-A-N-C-A-N?
Correctamundo.
No idea.
Anybody ever heard of a man can before? A man can is a new item that is, in essence, it's a can. You know, the fragrance is vanilla, cinnamon. If you have a candle and you light it, they are fragrant. The fragrance are aimed at oftentimes making you hungry or getting you into a romantic mood. Lilac makes one long for spring. All of these different scents. Have you ever been around a car where the engine oil is being changed or somebody's working on a transmission? It's all greasy. It's called the gearhead smell. Have you ever experienced that, Roberta?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, there is a move afoot now. As a matter of fact, a very creative entrepreneur has developed the man can.
Okay.
And the man can is a device. It's an opportunity for you to get close to your man by buying him various scents. S-C-E-N-S-E. Isn't that how you spell scent?
I think it's smell.
Scent? Yeah, scent. Yeah. S-E-N-T. Scent. A scent. Now, there's a niche company. A man has launched a company called Man Cans. He takes donated soup cans and uses them to create candles. They go into the can, and the candles are fragrances that are familiar to men, like grease. Anyway, I like that. So
I was just picturing like you're a bachelor and you invite your lady friend over and you have these candles burning that smell like, you know, grease and
grease.
Windshield wiper fluid.
Yeah. Right. Any of that sort of thing. Yeah.
Transmission fluid.
Yeah.
Body odor, you know.
They sell for $5 a can. This guy is really, put him up on the,
And
I guess
sneaker
eBay.
Stink.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Socks. Whoa. Yay!
And I'm not even going to go near the underwear.
And apparently they have become quite the rage with teenage boys. For some reason, teenage boys, and I'm not sure it's the girls that are getting them for them or whether the boys are finding themselves, but apparently you can go online and get these things. And the fellow who has come up with this idea was 13 when he came up with the idea. Now he's a little bit older.
So you have the I've just eaten black beans odor.
Yeah.
And you had the I had asparagus for dinner
odor.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. This guy goes around and picks up hundreds of cans in, he lives in Lima, Ohio, and he goes around to all of the stores that have soup, all of the restaurants, and he takes the cans. They're happy to get rid of them, and he figures out how to do this. He figures out how to make candle wax, and then you add this fragrance, just dropping some oil, for example, into as the wax is soft, you put it into the receptacle, and then you dump some oil in this case, whatever. You can have different, as Roberta suggested, different fragrances. Goes with power steering fluid, automatic transmission, engine oil, grease. There's a sophisticated difference between them if you're really into it. I think for some people, oil is oil, but it's not really.
Let's see here. New York style pizza. Well, that one's good.
Yeah.
Coffee, bacon. I'm looking at the website. Bubble gum, grandpa's pipe.
Right.
Sawdust.
Mm-hmm.
Campfire.
Yeah, I mean, I took the most outrageous stuff.
Fresh cut grass.
Right.
Hot cocoa.
Yeah.
Flapjacks.
Yeah. That's cool? I like the idea.
Bacon. Right. I could see bacon. Yeah.
Well, the chewing tobacco.
Which is
one of the most gross things. Matter of fact, here's a little warning. There's a warning this week that I saw, Danger, Danger, Will Robinson and others. If you were a tobacco smoker and you quit substituting tobacco to chew on, you are in more danger than you were when you were smoking cigarettes.
Gosh, yes.
This stuff.
That's mouth and head cancer.
It's mouth cancer, head cancer.
Yep. Nasty
it's high
stuff.
Blood pressure. It is really,
I don't know why,
really
why they allow these things to be sold.
Yeah.
It's
it
just amazes me that the FDA allows stuff like chewing tobacco to be sold.
And yet they want to chase me around for selling raw milk,
a
product that is proven to be healthy if it's taken care of, if it's produced the right way and cared for properly. But it's the same story, Roberta. You know it as well as I do. It's the money. These big companies have the money. They push all this stuff through. They want to wipe out the little guys. So they make sure with their campaign contributions they've influenced the right minds. And then they say, hey, you know, Congressman Fred, we need to have this looked at. Or they go to the CDC, or they go to the FDA, or they go to whomever. And because they have the congressman's blessing, because the congressman's been paid off by them, they go in and they have an open ear. So that's why things are as crazy as they are. It really is crazy. It's nuts. But, you know, as you've suggested, there isn't a rhyme or reason for the use of tobacco. Just really bad, horrible stuff.
Mm.
Horrible. Terrible for you. My God. Awful. Did I make my point? I guess everybody knows that, right? You know, there's I don't know if you heard this or not, Roberta. We have in the audio highlights at DougStephan.com, conversation, Dr. Ken, Dr. Jack, and a fellow named Paul Offit, who's a doctor, specializes in vaccination, written a book about vaccinations, and he was on last week telling us that, you know, all of the preconceived notions we had about worrying whether there's mercury in the shots, everybody's got to have shots. Come to find out after he was on the program that he has a patent on vaccines. Certain vaccines that are for children. So how is this considered to be objective? I think it's fine. I didn't know it. I wouldn't have cared, frankly. It wouldn't have made a bit of difference to me. But I'm annoyed now because he didn't tell me that. And the people that were running interference for him as he was trying to sell a new book. You know, it was that kind of stuff really distorts what the value of the conversation is. Because, you know, this guy's got an agenda. He's telling you something that at the end of the day, if you buy his thing, he's going to make money off it. Never mind buy the book. But if you buy his argument that it's okay to give children these shots, then, you know, you go to and order them from the drugstore, and chances are one of the shots of the three is going to come from him. So can you imagine how much money there is for this guy to continue to sell people on this horrible thing?
Hmm.
It's just, you know, I think you and I have talked about this before, whether your children had their shots or not. I think you told me they had, right?
All of mine have. If there's a vaccine, my kids have them.
Yeah.
And same thing with myself.
Okay, so then why did you decide you wanted to do that rather than give them things that would enrich their own system naturally, like raw milk? I keep using this.
Well, you can do both. I don't think the two are contraindicated, one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
I think vaccines are a miracle of modern medicine. I remember when the vaccine for cervical cancer came out, my daughter was 11 at the time, and I wanted her to get it. And I remember the doctor looking at me and saying, "You're a breath of fresh air," because all these other parents were going, "Oh no, it's gonna mean that she's gonna be sexually promiscuous." And I said, "No, it means that she's not going to get cancer. And if you have a vaccine that prevents cancer, that's a miracle."
Yeah. See, I don't know that much about that. I would want to have my children, given what I know about it and people that I respect, I would probably encourage my daughter to have had this.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other things that I know enough about to be dangerous, and I don't cotton to these things. You have your opinion. That doesn't mean...
I've been fighting with my doctor to give me the shingles vaccine, but it's not covered until you're 60. They won't give it to you. And I've been like,
and you're so much younger than that.
I am so much younger than that.
Have you had it?
Doug,
I have not
the shingles vaccine, you should get it.
Really?
Did you ever have chicken pox?
I've had shingles.
You've had shingles. Then get the vaccine because you know it's miserable.
Really?
Everybody's had chicken pox.
Oh, it's horrible. You know what I could do is go get some of those fabulous eggs that we have in the barn, and maybe through that I could just, you know, like cut myself and stick an egg on my hand. You think that would work?
Why would that work?
Well, because they get the stuff from the eggs.
No.
You didn't know that?
It's an antiviral.
But it's eggs. Comes from eggs.
Well, no, they grow it a lot of times. They grow these things in eggs, yes. But it's not the egg itself, though. Eggs are very healthy for you, and they're good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big myth that they're not. But
right. That is one of the great food
myths.
Eggs
are wonderful for you.
Eggs are good for you, right. Exactly. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, saying hello to the folks listening on KMMS AM 1450. Good to have you along on the Good Day program.
Where are they located?
Where are they? Oh, they're in Texas.
Okay.
Are you happy that I
just wanted to know.
Yeah. 800-510-825. Not sure why I'm giving the number out right now. It's always handy. And I use it as a pause before I tell people it's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Mm-hmm.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4242. 4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Roberta and I are into what it is that makes people think some people say the secondary. It's the secondary world. I play in the secondary world. I don't play in the primary world. That is Japanese earthquakes, Libyan rebels, Charlie Sheen. I don't know why we need one more program to talk about the same thing that everybody else is talking about. How many people know today, for example, that hackers got into the Bank of America and they this is a very interesting thing. The Bank of America now, through this hacker, has been shown to intentionally remove information from loan documents before they sell them to Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
Realize how significant that is?
Yesterday, Rich and I had an argument about WikiLeaks, because I think WikiLeaks has done is public service.
Absolutely. I think it's incredible.
Yeah. And he says, oh, no, all these secrets. What secret has been revealed that hurt anybody or anything other than the fact that we ought to know, what money is being wasted?
What's really going on.
Right. Exactly. So, at any rate.
And how people really think.
And we would not have known.
And think something else.
There's a website, Roberta, called bankofamericasucks.com. If you go check out bankofamericasucks.com, you can clearly see what, by the way, was started by WikiLeaks. This is something that they started, and now we have had some people kind of like this guy. What's his name? Jim somebody or other. That's skunked the NPR people. Jim O'Keefe. Is that his name, Peter? James O'Keefe, I think it is.
I think so.
Somebody. He used to work, actually, there at the studio.
He was an intern here.
Yeah. But he has been responsible for outing these people. And why wouldn't you want to know this information? I want to know that they're screwing around with the truth.
Yep.
I don't care who they are.
It's the screwing around with the truth that caused this whole financial disaster.
Yeah. Right. And that's what the Bank of America was number one. People keep blaming Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Well, maybe because they were stupid enough not to check out with the Bank of America and the other banks were giving them for loans. But by the same token, aren't you happy to know? I am. What really is going on? It's very refreshing, in fact. 50 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Chad Hoover, Vice President with Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Sanofi Pasteur. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've been a national sponsor of March for Babies for the past 3 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing. And our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
The latest from Japan, the nuclear emergency, and more. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. As the death toll continues to climb and as a nation continues to deal with such an overwhelming catastrophe, there is the ongoing emergency situation involving damaged nuclear reactors in Japan. Overnight, officials said a spent fuel storage pond caught fire at the Fukushima plant. They also confirmed that radioactivity was being released directly into the atmosphere. That fire has since been put out and radiation levels have dropped at the plant. There's still concern, however, about low-level radioactive wind possibly making its way to Tokyo today. About 200,000 people living near the 6-reactor plant on the northeastern coast of Japan have already been evacuated. What's happening in Japan is casting a light on nuclear plants and their safety in the U.S. Greg Yosko is chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
We are always focused on the safety and security of nuclear power plants in this country.
Yosko says nuclear plants in the U.S. are designed with very high standards.
All our plants are designed to withstand significant natural phenomena like earthquakes, tornadoes, and tsunamis.
And Dick Thornburg is worth hearing from about the situation in Japan. Thornburg was governor of Pennsylvania in 1979 during the Three Mile Island nuclear plant disaster in which there was a partial meltdown of the core. Thornburg comments on what's happening at the Fukushima plant now.
The problem is essentially the same, and that is bringing the reactor to a cold shutdown. And the news that some of the fuel rods are presently exposed happened during a partial meltdown at Three Mile Island is not good news indeed.
And as Japan works to prevent a nuclear meltdown, officials in California, Oregon, and Washington State spoke out yesterday saying there's little to no risk of radioactive material endangering the West Coast. Still, many regional residents have flocked to pharmacies to buy potassium iodine tablets. Experts say that's not necessary. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
In the east, that warming March sunshine is really softening up the trails, especially towards the end of the day. I enjoyed Killington in Vermont yesterday, from their Ram's Head all the way to their Bear Mountain and all peaks in between. Soft, powdery, packed powder skiing, some stashes of powder up on some of the Snowden Mountain, but it was the Needle's Eye Trail that I enjoyed most coming off of Sky Peak. It's a narrow, steep lift line at the top that opens up to a mega-wide intermediate cruiser at the bottom. Great for getting up some fast, high-speed GS turns. A great day at Killington with some warming sunshine. Okemo nearby in Vermont riding at 118 trails spread across 5 mountain areas. Up to Jay Peak in northern Vermont, they stay at full operation. Good loose granular snow to start the day, but it's warming up with some warmer temperatures this week. Seven Springs of Pennsylvania riding at 30 runs. They have day-night skiing. On to Colorado, where Arapaho Basin with up over 100 runs is patch powder there. Beaver Creek at 1,800 acres with 4 inches of new snow yesterday. Keystone scored a touch of fresh snow, 135 trails. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It was a down day on Wall Street yesterday, but the Dow cut its losses at the close, down 51 points, finishing up at 11,993. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Crude oil was up slightly, 3 cents a barrel, settling at $101.19. The NFL Players Association reportedly asking top prospects in this year's draft to boycott the event. Sources tell ESPN the union has reached out to 17 potential first-round picks and asked them not to attend the draft. The move comes after the league owners locked out the players a few days ago. That's rocker Alice Cooper, and he was elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, part of the class of 2011. Honored last night, Cooper joined by Neil Diamond and Tom Waits, bluesman Leon Russell, Dr. John, and singer Darlene Love, all a part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony last night. And finally, some notes about the germs we come in contact with every day. And believe me, you will be squirming after hearing about this. We begin with your nearby ATM. Come on, let's stop and use the cash machine. Enter the PIN. Take out $20. Here we go. Insufficient funds. All right, fine. Stop beeping. Anyway, a microbiologist in London took some swabs from a bunch of ATMs around England and found those ATMs were contaminated with as much bacteria as swabs taken at public lavatories. Now, before you jump in and say, well, yeah, that's England, our ATMs are cleaner, well, then we bring you the unsettling findings of researchers at the University of Arizona who took bacterial samples from a multitude of shopping carts in 4 states. Yes, shopping carts. And what was found on the handles of those shopping carts? 72% tested positive for fecal matter, more than you'd find in a typical bathroom. You're squirming. Told you. Moral of this story? When using an ATM or pushing a shopping cart, wear surgical latex gloves. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.